I play my ear, actually a pro. Okay, feel free to do chips anyone. I put it in a little bowl. Thank you, Alex. Okay, fine. Ah, tough. Okay, so we actually have a very, very, very exciting, very important, I think, idea to talk about today. Okay, alright, you know Makoro. Sorry, Shai.
It's okay.
Alright, here we go.
Ben just sent it over to him.
Yeah, I'll say it. I'll say it. Unless.
You can see a picture of it.
I'll send you a photo.
It's okay. I'm just
going to
listen.
I'll be saying. Okay, man. Here we go. So, a Gemara we're familiar with, we actually went through it only a few days ago. The Gemara says we'll start with, we're trying to figure out, we make a tzara shove, and then we conclude, Mordecai, could you mind opening the window on the right? Just pull it up. We conclude that the tzara shove is a darak of the hazik, and Yom HaMoncha maybe, and Shmiras and Alecha. Fine, so the Gemara asks, is Shor darak of the hazik? Yeah, when it's Mu'ud. And it's Mu'ud darak of the hazik, Kevin Deyayit, Orchehu, fine. So when it's Mu'ud, it's normal that the dam is, Peseder. Our focus here is on Adam, as it often is in this Chabura. It's about Adam. So, Adam darak of the hazik, no? When is Adam darak of the hazik, Mordecai?
Adam darak of the hazik. Question.
You know who remembers?
Yashin.
But Yashin, exactly, when he's asleep. Come on.
Yeah.
A patch.
He's actually Adam Mu'ud Olam, no?
Right, but when is it dark? No, he's Mu'ud always, but when is he always dark Ola Hazik? When is he, like, always damaging? That's when he's asleep. Because when you're asleep, dark Ola Hazik. How? So this is actually very interesting. Kevin the Chayev who push it, or Chayev. So when you're sleeping, you're rolling around. So I actually don't move at all when I sleep. I'm like, I'm dead, man. Like, I'm so. I go to sleep, I'm asleep. But Miri, we'll take a field trip afterwards, perhaps, to watch her sleep. The crib's like a jungle gym. Like, in the middle of the night, she's like rolling over. She can roll now. Like, used to be you put a baby down, they can't move anymore because they can't move. Now she's flying around. You put her one way, she's flipped around in the morning. Like, it's hilarious. So that's this.
Gilgula.
If Miri would go to sleep in a place next to a vase, she'd be chayav. That's what it means. Shmiras nacha when you're asleep. And the Gemara says, "Nu shmiras an alecha, adam shmiras gufo alav." Is it possible that, you know, a shmirasan alecha, its guarding is upon you? So the Gemara then challenges, "Adam shmiras gufo alav." It should have said, "Shmiras gufo alav," not "shmiratan alecha." Okay, and that's basically the challenge against Rav, who says, "Maves adam," is that the Mishnah reads not that well, because it should have said Shmirasan Alav. It says Shmirasan Alecha or Shmirascha Alecha. But what does it mean, watching it is upon you? The separation between it and you. And that's the challenge of the Gemara. If you look at the Gemara, though, that means there's a Hava meaning to say that there is something called Shmiras Gufo on another. Well, he's awake.
Not just keeping not the just parallelism asleep with the Mishnah.
Yeah, so there's a Havim Yisrael that a man is chayav to guard himself, or in some way guard it, which is not himself, while he's awake. So, what does it mean? B, what Shmira are we talking about? What's the two parts, and what's the Shmira? Like, there's a lot of different kinds, you know, how many different kinds of Shmira do we know about?
Malia.
Shmira Malia, right, the best kind, a little bit, yeah, what else? There's Shmira. There's a lot.
You suck it.
What?
You kill it.
You kill it, right, exactly. You have to kill, maybe. So, you kill yourself. I don't go that far. But listen to this. This is a very interesting thing. The very cool source number two is from the Torah. And it's the first pasuk of Az Yashir. Az Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael Es Ashir HaZos LaAdonai VaYomru LeEmor Ashir LaAdonai Ki Go Ga'asus Varoch VaOrama VaYam. So I heard this, I don't know from who, but I believe the Sus Verochvo is like a nimshal for a Jew. It's from Az Yashir, but it doesn't have to do with what happened in Egypt. But Sus Verochvo is a Jew. What does that mean?
That's the Chalila, the Ramah
Nachon. So it's not talking about the Egyptians. But Sus Verochvo means a horse and
chariot.
And it's rider. And it's rider. So what do you think that means?
the neshama and the person.
Nachon. The neshama and the guf. Right? So the neshama, we'll call it the seichel, we'll call it the mind, the decisions you make. That is supposed to be the driver of the horse, which is essentially the body, the different impulses, the drives, the stuff that we have, that we want to do, whatever. That's the sus v'rochva. Okay? So that's that. So, if sus v'rochva is the neshama and the guf, so then it makes a little bit more sense now what shmiras on alecha means. Because the seichel, the neshama, whatever's making your decisions, needs to be shomer on the body, which is just impulse. You know, impulse and just reacting and doing whatever feels good, whatever, etc. So that we have a kasha, and we've explained the kasha, how to read the Gemara. Sus v'rochva mara mamaya. But the question now is, I'll give you one more example of French thinking about sus v'rochva. So, rochva is a horse. So you think just the rider has to train the horse, right? But we've seen that the rider doesn't just ride the horse, but sometimes the horse itself can like know how to do things. You know, you ever heard of this guy, one of the Tanoim had a donkey. You know this? One of the Tanoim had a donkey, and the donkey kept Shabbos. And the donkey only ate kosher. It was in one of those like kids' Gemara books when you read them when you're growing up, like stories. Nachon. So what does that mean?
Well, it means that it. Mom's donkey.
So a peep shot. He trained his donkey, whatever, it was firm or something like that. But like, basically we're saying, like, it means he trained his donkey, it means his body even wanted to do the right thing. He trained his body to such a level that it was doing the right thing even without his mind telling it what to do. One other example, you know one example where we've seen this? A Jew, one of our heroes, whose body did something holy without even his mind telling him what to do. It's a good shayla.
Yehuda.
When?
Meaning when he tried to be with Hazonah, he was really doing Yibum.
Interesting. Interesting.
That is interesting.
That is an interesting point.
The second thing wasn't because he secondly should have been his son.
But even his body, you don't know his body was trying to do something right. No, that's both. That's a complicated one. But we need to think about that one. But
half,
at least...
Half credit.
At least David HaMelech. You get about half credit. Make it double credit, depending on how... Think about it more. David HaMelech, at least. David HaMelech said he would wake up in the morning, and he'd know he has so many things to do. He's the king. He's got to run and do all the logistics. But his feet would take him to the base measures. That's what I think he says in Tehillim somewhere. So that's an example of like...
Where Yaakov was kicking.
Kicking in the womb.
Yeah, I think he's...
Could be. That's still a fetus.
Grabbing the...
Manachon, no doubt.
Grabbing Akevis off.
Grabbing me. You're right. Maybe.
Both more.
But at least David HaMelech, we know, is like, it's much more like clear. Like, without his mind even said to do something else, but his body was uplifted to such a high level that even his own sus, like his own body, was wanting to do the right thing anyways. But anyway, that's just a very interesting thing. But, so now we've established from it, we have answered that kashya, Gemara, what does it mean, shmira san alecha? But what kind of shmira will we have to do? What's your favorite kind of shmira?
Shabbos.
Very beautiful. Shmira san alecha. My favorite is Tam and Muad.
Okay.
Here's Tam and Muad. What does that mean? Listen to this. So, I like to explain Gemara as in like very, something that, you know, I'm sure you guys would like. Like, it's like the political philosophy of the Masechta here. You're walking with a cow, and society says, like, we're going to let you chill. So, you don't have to go crazy with your cow. We don't expect it to just go nuts. But if it does, what do you chayev? Chatzi nezek. Why? However, whatever way you slice it, because we're not going to punish you, so you're not so responsible for your ox's damage, because it's unexpected. I mean, we want to expect a normal chill out ox, but this is unexpected, so we're not going to make you fully responsible. But let's say you know it's always gory. Hazma. So then you're fully responsible, right? You're responsible because you know his ox does things that are wrong. Because you're supposed to expect it. It's nezek tzafui, which means expected. I looked up in Google Translate. I was trying to figure out how you say expected. I was like writing my notes in like Hebrew, because I'm really cool now. Because what a new rigger does. Every Josh you ever get his notes, it's always in Hebrew only. So tzafui. So when it's nezek, which is expected, then you're totally responsible for everything that the cow does.
So the word is tzafui is expected?
Tzafui, like litzafot, or har tzofim.
Or
tzipit, same word.
Yeah, tzipita l'shua.
But that doesn't mean look. That means to yearn.
Yeah, gaze over, like, talks about in the parsha, like,
to gaze. To look forward to, you're expecting the Yeshua.
Ah, okay, fine, fine, that's good.
Hebrew lacks a lot of words. So
they, what?
They just have a lot of meanings for a lot of people.
No, it doesn't lack words. Words are just very deep in here.
It's like anticipate.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. To look forward to. Okay, fine. So,
sorry, I was just okay.
No, say it. So we have Tom and Nezek, Tom and Mod, and then here's the crux. So that's the Shmira. So what I think that we can learn from a Shmira of the Shor to the Shmira of the Sus Barachva. We know that our Rochev has to watch the Sus. What kind of Shmira? The Shmira has to do on a Sus. I don't know if we haven't discussed other animals yet, but the Shmira on a Sus, perhaps a Sus is like a cow, like an ox. Could be. So it's Tom and Mod, Lachora by a horse. And the horses are goof, so what kind of shmiras do we have to do? Tam and Mu'ud. So, I'll give you one more step, then you got to fill in the rest.
Are you going to give the mashal to Adam?
So, Nachon, so where are Adam? We're there. Where are Adam?
Okay.
There's a nezek of Tam and a nezek of Mu'ud that we have in our lives. Meaning like this. There's obstacles, menios, that stand between us and doing what Hashem wants, and growing in Avodah Hashem, personal growth, whatever, success, in doing what Hashem wants. There's things that stand between us, mazikim, things that damage us. Whatever drives us to do an Avera, whatever pulls us into an Avera, that's a mazik. Right? Things that take us away from the direction we're headed, that's a mazik. Okay? So, there's mazikim, so we need to guard the horse to not be pulled in. Because when the horse will do an Avera, when you do something wrong, when the horse is doing damage, the horse is getting damaged. When we do something wrong, we're not just damaging, we're not just doing something wrong with the avera we're doing, but we ourselves are getting damaged. By the kilkel, we're doing something else that's ruining us. So, what obstacles are there that are both expected? What obstacles are there that are tam, and what obstacles are there that are muad in our lives? That's the kasha. We need full participation now. Gotta make a list. What's one? We'll start with obvious. What's an obvious obstacle that takes you away from Avodah Hashem?
Second college.
Second college? Not as okay. Fine.
Ayo.
You already put in black. You can say that. Okay, fine.
Second college.
It's a yeshivish Israel you've placed though. That can't exactly. I'll say that's part of the derech of Avodah Hashem. I'm very.
That's the word
for
me.
It's me. Yeah. Fine. So it could be, for you, absolutely correct. What else?
Work.
Obvious. It's hard once you're working, you're waking up in the morning, or you're saying schoolwork. Many, many hours. Nachon, it's hard. It takes you away.
Technology.
I thought we were talking about like...
It's an obvious
what do you mean by technology? Eze. All technology? Water bottles, yeah, technology. There's tables of technology.
People who watch TV, go on social media.
TV, social media.
Sports.
Seder. Sports.
Smart.
What?
Don't
Shai, what do you say?
Did we say family
already? Ooh.
That's, well, we're saying work. I mean, we're saying good things.
That's a good one. No, these aren't bad things. Just these are mazikim as far as they do also damage. Shai, I was going to put family in unexpected ones. But for you, it's already expected. But subjective. Depends on how it works. Alex, give me an expected mazik. No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So it could be expected.
Depends who you are and your family.
That is correct. Okay, anyways.
Nachon. Okay, fine. You think about it. So now let's go unexpected here. It's a little harder, right? Because unexpected.
See, when were you surprised?
Yeah. Or just like something, like you have, like you're still chayev chatzi nezek for a time. Like, it's not the craziest thing in the world that a shor, that an ox, would gore something. You know it does. Oxen gore. You don't know if your ox does. So you know things that do damage, you don't necessarily know if they're damaging you. So Shai, this is where I put family in one of these.
Okay.
Because you've heard of people that, like, their family, like, you know, they're mocking them for being religious, or like, you know. But, like, your family, like, okay, fine, my family's not, but maybe you don't realize, like, it is harmful to you. in some ways.
Okay.
Like, you know, if you have to go home every Thursday night because your parents like to go out to family dinner, like, that could be very harmful.
Friends.
Friends, what do you mean?
Huge. You don't realize the effect it has on you. You're like, yeah, I'm just, you know, like, I hung out with these kids all the time. What's the difference? Tell you from personal experience.
Okay, friends, yeah,
you
okay.
could say that, like, we're saying, we said work was an expected one, but free time is an unexpected one because at least when you're busy, you're not bored, you're not wasting time. Sometimes, bein hasmesterim, it could also be a challenge.
No, just doing nothing.
Yeah, how many people are learning three siddharm during their free time?
Interesting. Unexpected. Unexpected. Morty, what you were saying is actually what Rabbi Nachman says. Exactly. Number four. Look at this. It's, look at the top thing on the second page. Today, Adam, yesh lem koach lem noah lachasas as Adam lerachem evodas evodim et tzidikayem as yosim and yitzer hara. What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. But I know at least a little bit what it means. It means that friends can take you further away from Hashem than your yitzer hara itself.
It says people.
Listen, what? People, yeah. But it's not anybody. But it's like the closer they are to you, the more influence they have on your life, obviously.
There's got
to
be a reason it says B'nai Adam and not Chaverim, Krovim.
Well, because it wants to include family, it wants to include everybody.
I mean, things that you do are definitely influenced by people around you.
Absolutely.
Listen, your decisions in life, your views in life, are all based on bias.
Right.
Friends if they're trying to bring you down.
And I think we'll understand the next part of this piece, even though I wouldn't have understood it because of what we did in Shir a few weeks ago. Ki Tzahara, so how is it that your friends or people can be more powerful than Yitzhara to turn you away from Hashem? Ki Yitzhara ain't lo yechol es ra kifi kochel. Yitzhara is as strong as it is. Kifi b'chinas Yitzhara me'iza olam shu, whatever dimension Yitzhara comes from, that's all it is. Aval ha'adam hu kolios. The man is kol mikol olamos, as we learned from Ratzadok, remember? Adam isle mazla. The stuff of every single dimension in reality came into man. Therefore, man is even more powerful than even Yetzirah. That's his Akein Minyos Bnei Adam, Yosem Minyos Yetzirah. So we wouldn't have understood that without the piece from Ratzadok, but now we understand a little bit of what it means. But anyways, so that's a good point. Friends can be unexpected, the most harmful. Okay, what else? Unexpected damages, mazikim, obstacles. We'll do one more. I would
money.
What? Money? Okay, yeah. For me, it's expected. I know that one.
I'm going to sleep. That's very much unexpected.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Sleep. Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
You think like I'm gonna push?
Yeah.
Good. I'll add one more. I like WhatsApp. I mean, we already said social media.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, a nice Ovid Hashem's WhatsApp, it could be these guys, like, Gevalt groups. Like, if you're into, like, Rambam's commentary and stuff, you could have a group which every day someone shares, like, a 5-minute vort on the Rambam. You know, whatever you're into, you have, like, 1,000 groups that'll, like, feed you Torah and, like, inspiration. And, like, there's so much. And you're in a group with this chevra doing that, and, like, that chevra, and you're chevra from Israel, and you're chevra from the Shir, and you're in 1,000 amazing groups, and there's such a pizor of your nefesh, like, every second your pocket's buzzing. When it's not buzzing, you think it's buzzing, and you can't put it down. And even though you're not using it during Seder, it's buzzing every minute during Seder. You know what it is, which kills your focus. So for me, airplane mode, nachon. So for me, that's to me like an unexpected one, because I got WhatsApp, I'm like, great, now I can text Israel, I can whatever, and like, but like, holy cow, is it a mazik? Even when I'm not using it, but I'm thinking about it. Like, I know you turn your phone, you have 1,000 WhatsApps every time. Seder.
You know, a good trick, you turn off the icon in the corner.
What does it mean?
Like, it shows you read 56 messages.
You can turn that off?
Yeah. And then you, like, only press it when you want to press it, not when the red flash makes you, like,
turning off
the
red. Yeah, red's big. Thank you very much.
So put it on a different page also than the regular.
It's already in a folder. Yeah, good point. Tough. Okay, bye. So it was pretty dreary so far. We discussed about mazikim. We discussed nazike tam and nazike muad and things that we have to watch out for in our lives that are expected and unexpected. And that's very important so far. But then you'll say, Eli, like, shkach. Like, I know there's things that are difficult. And, okay, fine, maybe it's important to talk about them, but malasotim zeh. Where do we go with this? What do you do? When there's mazikim. What's the second part of the Saturday show? Darka Mahazik, ooh? So what? How do we do Shmira? So I once went to Ukraine with this man on the left over here, on the bottom left of our page. Lovely looking man. That looks very sweet. He's one of the craziest personalities I've ever met, because on the one hand he is crazy knowledgeable in like everything, and like I'm sure like he's talking to spirits. Like, inside, like I don't even know. Like, honestly, like I don't. But he's also the most immature person I've ever met as well. Like, I'll tell you, his name is Rav Yehoshua Gerzi. If anyone went to Leiba Torah, so they have a little bit what to do with him. He's a shul in Beit Shemesh. So we once went down like a very cold place, and there was like frozen stairs, and like little kids were playing with a box, like a flat box, and a cardboard box, and they were flying like down the stairs, like sliding. So he's like, I want to try. So it looks like this, Mamish. And he gets on this like cardboard box to slide down the stairs, and he was like, oh, wet tuchus. He's like, my bucket all wet. Like, I have no idea how these two things mesh. Like, he told me he learned the Kutumura 33 times. What does that have to do with the wet tuchus? Like, I don't chop how they shtims at all. But there's people, you should know there's people like this in the world that we just don't, we just don't get. So, yeah, gosh.
Sounds like fun.
So he told me this. So
is that a mazik? Unexpected or expected?
For him, no, he's about the shmira.
He gets hurt by the ice.
He's about the shmira. So this is what, the Baal Shem Tov had a sefer, which he didn't write, but it was compiled of his ideas, called Kesar Shem Tov. And look at the bottom right. So, he says like this. This is in Chav Beis, Chav Ches Beis. He says, V'me yuvan lechach me'aretzecha. What is lechach me'aretzecha? And he says, Yisrachak menigimah b'chinos hanal. And then he develops this thing, which is beautifully in the left side of the page, Hachna'a, Havdala, and Hamtaka. Or Hachna'a, Havdala, and Hamtaka. Which means, hachna, which means, like, you know what hachna is?
Supplication.
It means, like, submission. Submission. It means, like, to, I mean, I have no other word for it. It means, like, to be humbled. That's what it means, to be humbled. Havdala, which means separate. And then hamtaka, which means?
Sweeten.
To sweeten. So that's very strange. So what does it mean? And this is the Shmira. The Shmira is Hachna Avdalam Taka. So we're going to translate the word Hachna, or explain the word Hachna. What does it mean to be humble, to submit? What does an arrogant person do? An arrogant person does something wrong. How do they react?
Defensively, like they did nothing wrong.
Correct, exactly. They don't admit they did something wrong. I'm perfect. Who are you to tell me if I did something wrong? I won't even admit it. I'm great. So that means that the first step towards being humbled is?
Accepting blame.
Or even recognizing, I would say. Hakara. Recognizing it's something wrong. So the first part of this of our chabur is now is Hakara. We discussed globally that there are things that are obstacles in us in our lives and we can do a better job. And if you want to be real with this, you leave my apartment and today or tomorrow, and you write down this K-Tam and this K-Mu'ad in your life. If you're being real with it. If you don't be real with it, you have to be real with it. But if you want to be real with it, that's what you do. Rav Yamar, my Rav Yishalvim, he told me every time you leave anything, any shikhsmus or whatever, you take notes on it, then you leave a blank page, and you write down what this meant to you. He said you should do, when you do Musar Seder, when we did Yishalvim, he said, 4 days a week, you learn a sefer. 5th day is a blank page. And you have a pen. Right? So anything ever, if you do it like that, so it actually makes much more of an impact. Anyway, so hachna is hakar, like we've been saying. We recognize the challenges, the obstacles. Havdalah. What does havdalah mean?
Distinguish. Separate.
Separating from?
Push and fall.
Not here.
Set challenges.
Exactly. So, which challenge did we mention? Give me one.
Work.
Schoolwork. Well, you know, separate from our schoolwork?
No, but you can manage your time more.
Well, yes. The answer is yes. At stage of Havdalah, you separate. It's a 3-step process. First, you recognize schoolwork. Or we could say social media. Or we could say family. Or we could say friends. Or we could say WhatsApp. Right? Or we could even say working out. That's a Tom, in my opinion, because it's also very healthy, and it's very good for you. Even going running, very good for you. So we take a step back, and sometimes the Havdalah needs to be a step back of a couple of years. For example, someone has unhealthy relations with other people, so like maybe you need to take a step back for a year and figure out how to, you know, learn how to actually relate to people again. Right? Like when guys in high school like have unhealthy relationship with girls, and like they go to Israel for the year, and like they stop talking to girls for a year. Like it's not a bad thing just because like they're running away. Like it's a time of Havdalah. You need to re-understand what a woman is supposed to be. It's not just like what a senior high school thinks it's supposed to be. Yeah.
Like certain things, like you just can't have a true Havdalah from though. Like you can't just step out of your family for a year.
Well, hold on. So some Havdalahs take longer. And some of those you can actually separate from Abraham. But, so family as well.
It definitely need to be a year.
So some of those can be...
Right now, we're not with our family.
Some of those can be only in your head. Which means a step back. Right? Who are the best step back from the Nets, Mordecai?
Best ever.
Nahon, who's Mr. Step Back?
No, Knicks fans.
Oh, you're a Knicks fan. No Nets fans here, probably. I'm the only one. Seattle.
I feel like my Vince Carter.
Sonics? No, Devin Harris. Devin Harris was the point guard of the Nets in the almost the worst times, and still the worst times. And you knew for every single game winner when he would shoot, it was going to be the same move. The question was he going to score or not? He would drive in, fake the drive, step back through his legs, and shoot. Every time, he did it. And when he would score, it would be great, and they'd win the game. When he missed. Like that was, but you knew it was going to happen. So step back is not just in basketball. But a step back can be in your head, and you say, okay, fine. I have... You wanted to say family, because that's a harder one. That's a quick Havdalah. So I have my family. Every time I come home, I accomplish nothing, and I don't do well with the lack of structure in my house. And maybe like they make fun of the fact that like I want to learn so much, they don't take me seriously, so that actually hurts me. Because I take myself very seriously, and I want to keep on growing, but like it doesn't work so well when I get home. So what do? You take a step back. Let me be Havdalah for a second. Let me rethink, like you're saying. To rethink. This is stage two. Separate. I'm going to step back from my life and look at it sort of from the corner of the room. And then, stage three is Havdalah. No, Hamtaka. Sorry. Hamtaka, which means to sweeten. Radical rabbis from certain places in the world, the radical leaders, say your family is getting in your way, throw them out of the window. You know, like, leave your family, just learn, or just get involved in my cult, or whatever it is, whatever the leader is trying to get you to do, like, your iPhone, down the toilet. Okay, that doesn't mean different approaches. But anything that's, like, in your way, radically remove, shut it down. But this, Rav Gerzi's Hamtaka, is healthier, much healthier. He says, figure out a way to make it sweet again. So, for example, if I think I have too many WhatsApp groups, I'm going to take a step back. Ellie, you have too many WhatsApp groups. What are you going to do about it? And I'll think about it. Maybe I need to remove the red dot. And then I won't look at it. Maybe I'll put it in a folder somewhere else. Or maybe I need to just get out of many of the groups that I'm in. Even though I'm in like a great group called like Kisve Breslov, where people share amazing things. Amazing shiurim and like amazing Breslov. Like that's amazing. But maybe that's not what I need. If I'm in so many groups that I can't learn morning seder, like, this is supposed to be the spice on top of the pizza, but if you can't even eat the pizza, there's no point in the spice. So, you gotta be mamtik intelligently to think, and this is where you gotta be creative, because it's not easy to, let's say, you know, fix the obstacle your family puts in front of you. What do you do if, like, your parents are like, you're not gonna go home anymore? Like, that's not, you can't do that. So what do you do? So sometimes it could mean, like, you gotta be creative. So, like, maybe you go home for all the American holidays. Like, you go home for Memorial Day, you know what I'm saying? Like, go home, like, don't go, like, Rosh Hashanah, like, try to win, be, like, in yeshiva or something like that. If, like let's say you go to, you get in-laws. Let's say you're, Baruch Hashanah, great in-laws. Let's say you go to, it's a, it'll happen one day, you might have crazy in-laws. And they daven in a shul, let's say, where the minyan they daven in is mamish the Kiddush Club. The whole minyan is the Kiddush Club. And then come in minyan when you go to the Kiddush Club during Haftorah. So during the Kiddush Club, they take 5 minutes and go to Musaf. Like, that's how crazy it is. So you got to be smart about it. You got to think, maybe I'll go on Sundays. So I don't have to go for Shabbos. Or I'll go for Thanksgiving. You gotta be smart. You gotta be creative. Step back. I gotta fix this. Be creative, Hamtaka. And that's, if your whole life is Hamtaka, then it's much more hard. It's delicious. It's like honey. It's sweet. So that's the three steps. Achna of Dan Hamtaka. It's really Hakara of Dan Hamtaka. And it's not just true when it comes to expected damage, but to quote Dr. Doofenshmirtz, the CEO of Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated, Perry the Platypus, what an unexpected surprise. And by unexpected, I mean totally expected. Good. Good.
Morty's holding.
Yeah, because we're chaya for Tom also. You can't claim I didn't know, you know. You gotta be real and honest. So to sum up this year, to sum up this chabur we just discussed in three words, Iboy Leili Yune. Okay? You gotta watch where you're walking. You gotta watch where you're walking. If you really care, you watch well. Even if it's just Nezek. Even more than regular people watch. Regular people, fine, they look at, like, this is Mamish the Sugya from today. Shiti Megubetzes. Who said it?
Yisrael.
He said, people are looking out for their lives. So, if there's a fire, there's a massive pit they're going to watch at. But Nezek, they're not really looking out for. That's the truth. Regular people don't look out for obstacles in Avodas Hashem. But the people that want to grow, Bnei Aliyah, they come and learn about Nizkei Avodas Hashem here. We're trying to grow. We're looking for... There's no tour for us. We don't want to be exempt. We want to make sure we don't get damaged by Chla. So that's why we're going to look out for this. So, Hakara Achna Avdam Taka. Zasipur. So, Shmira Sanalacha. This is the Shmira. Is to recognize the Mazikim and then to learn about, okay, how do we deal with it? How can I be Mamtik? Zasipur. Tada Lachem. Interesting, no?
Very nice.
What?